This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. This hour, widespread declines in life expectancy in the U.S. and in other high-income countries. What's up with that? Because I thought we were progressing towards increased longevity. Well, we're going in reverse, and our kids may live less long than us, according to the latest trends. Mushrooms for blood sugar control. These among the stories we're going to cover for you this hour, but you're part of the story. We want you to join in by calling us at 877-726-8255, and we'll take your calls momentarily. But before we take your calls, I want to talk a little bit about pesticides and herbicides and a really series of heartening developments on that front, because just this week, a federal court ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to ban a pesticide used widely in farming. It's called chlorpyrifos. The concerns that the insecticide can harm the brain and nervous system led to the EPA banning the household use of chlorpyrifos in 2000, but they kept it around for agricultural use, which doesn't make a lot of sense. They say you can't use it in the house, but you can use it on crops. Well, Thursday's ruling by the Ninth Circuit Court overturns a decision by the Trump administration, EPA, when it ruled that a broader ban on the chemical was not warranted, in an industry-friendly decision citing, quote, uncertainty in the science linking chlorpyrifos to neurodevelopmental effects. Well, the courts don't like it and chastened the agency, not just under Trump, but also under Obama, for having, quote, stalled on banning chlorpyrifos. So hopefully this will be a new day, a new common sense approach to environmental protection. And there's also news on the Roundup front. Roundup, known as glyphosate, big news. Because, well, you may have heard, I mean, if you're in the business world, you know that there was a big merger recently. Monsanto recently got bought out by Bayer, which is one of the world's largest conglomerates of chemical manufacturers and drugs. And part of the reason was that it was necessary to rebrand Monsanto. Monsanto was the target of a lot of environmental groups for making Roundup, weed killer. And so one way of doing that is to get rid of Monsanto, put it under the umbrella of Bayer, which, after all, is kind of a clean brand name, Bayer Aspirin, right? Well, 2 months after completing its purchase of Monsanto, Bayer is looking at a drawn-out legal scrimmage over claims that the herbicide produced by U.S.-based Monsanto causes cancer. And if you watch the stock market, shares of Bayer have plummeted this week after Monsanto was hit with, get this, a $289 million verdict in favor of a groundskeeper, Dwayne Johnson, who's dying of cancer and who blames Roundup for causing his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So there was a federal jury ruling that is said to be only the first of thousands of claims related to the weed killer. Of course, Bayer is planning to appeal the ruling. They say, quote, Bayer believes that the jury's verdict is at odds with the weight of scientific evidence, decades of real-world experience, and the conclusions of regulators around the world. Well, that doesn't include the opinion of the World Health Organization, who labels the chemical as, quote, probably carcinogenic to humans. And to compound the problems of Bayer, it was revealed this Wednesday that a study found glyphosate in a number of popular oat-based cereals and granola bars. You can get that information at EWG.org. The Environmental Working Group has this story. Headline, breakfast with a dose of Roundup, weed killer in 289 million cancer verdict found in oat cereal and granola bars. They tested 45 samples, and they found glyphosate in 43 out of 45. They even found some glyphosate in some organic samples. 5 out of 16 organic samples tested revealed the presence of glyphosate. So you can buy wholesome-sounding foods like Back to Nature Classic Granola, and they're going to have substantial amounts of glyphosate in them. Giant Instant Oatmeal, original flavor, fairly high levels of glyphosate. Quaker Simply Granola, oats, honey, raisins, and almonds, pretty significant amounts of glyphosate that's going into you and your family members. Some good news for some products that people favor. Kashi Heart to Heart Organic Honey Toasted Cereal had no detectable glyphosate. That was good. 365 Organic Old Fashioned Rolled Oats. That's a Whole Foods product. No detectable glyphosate. You can find that list at EWG.org. Big story this week. And they say there is a campaign. Get glyphosate out of our food. Join EWG, Environmental Working Group, and tell General Mills, Quaker, and Kellogg's to get Roundup out of their products. And so it's weird because here's, it's a crazy situation. Bayer says, no problemo, it's safe. And yet, a jury has awarded $289 million to this guy dying of non-Hodgkin's disease, who was a groundskeeper, who sprayed this stuff daily at his job on a golf course or wherever. And meanwhile, our kids are consuming this stuff in their breakfast cereals because of its prevalent usage in U.S. agriculture. All right, let's take some calls. Let's hear from Victoria in Atlanta, GA. How you doing, Victoria? Oh, Victoria's not there. Okay. Okay, well, this is a good point at which to pause and remind you, 877-726-8255 is our number, and we'll be right back with some of your phone calls, lots of new information on the health front. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, and our number is 877-726-8255. It's your opportunity to call in with questions live on the air, but perhaps you're busy, perhaps you're cruising around at the beach, just want to call this hour. Well, that's okay, because you can go to drhoffman.com, and on our homepage, if you're using a PC or Mac, it's not yet mobile-enabled, but a regular PC or Mac, on the right side of the page is a little box. And if you click on the box, you can record a question, as did Tom. Hey, Tom, how you doing?
68-year-old male. I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma from Agent Orange about 4 years ago. I had an extensive damage to my vertebrae in the C7, T1, T2 areas because of a tumor about 50 to 60% compromised. And I've been taking Austinol for several months now, maybe 8 to 10 months, and D3, and I'm interested in anything that will help me restore the bone in that area, if at all possible.
Okay. Well, you know, here's yet another example of the effects of chemical toxicity. I mean, this has actually been documented. I remember even way back when I was a medical student, as a young physician, because I trained at the VA Medical Center here in Manhattan, they had an Agent Orange program. And what they recognized is that this toxic chemical that they dumped on Vietnam in an effort to defoliate it, you know, because the North Vietnamese were infiltrating the South through these jungle paths that were hidden by trees. So they said, well, you know, if we just dump a bunch of defoliant, we can turn the whole area into a parking lot, and then our B-52s will have better sight lines to bomb the convoys of the North Vietnamese who are infiltrating the South. Well, the problem is that it made a lot of people sick, in particular the inhabitants of Vietnam. There's a lot of data on the terrible health consequences, especially to pregnant women, but to the populace in general. And now there's a terrible legacy of American servicemen and women who were poisoned by exposure to Agent Orange, which is a defoliant. It's basically an herbicide, a weed killer, that they dumped massive amounts on during the Vietnam War. And so you can get a form of disability and treatment under the VA program for Agent Orange exposure. And among the conditions that can be caused by Agent Orange, certain cancers, including multiple myeloma. And what multiple myeloma does is it tends to eat away at the bones. And the bones become brittle. You can have fractures of, say, the ribs or the femur, the upper bone in the leg, due to it's kind of like it's almost like eating away at the bone, like bite-sized chunks of the bone deteriorate in that condition. So a conventional medicine is used, bisphosphonates, which is an osteoporosis medication, to strengthen the bone, to prevent the bone loss. But also, studies have shown that multiple myeloma is ameliorated when you have adequate levels of vitamin D. So he's on the right track, Tom is, in taking vitamin D, and I might recommend a pretty hefty amount, perhaps 5,000 international units per day. And Austinol is something called bone morphogenetic protein. And I got to say that these things are plausible in osteoporosis. I don't think they've been tested out in terms of the lytic lesions or the destructive lesions in the bone that occur in multiple myeloma. There's not a lot of studies on whether they're going to work. I have some of our multiple myeloma patients taking strontium. I believe that strontium can help to strengthen the bone, but it's not going to necessarily prevent the process by which the bone is eaten away. That I cannot promise. So, you know, other things that could be helpful in patients with multiple myeloma, if you're a male, check your testosterone. Testosterone has a bone-enhancing effect. It also can enhance mood and energy and prevent the wasting that sometimes occurs in multiple myeloma. These days, multiple myeloma is a very treatable chronic disease. Yeah, it's cancer, but you seldom die of it. It sort of wears you down, but it progresses very slowly, and they're coming up with more and more medications that not necessarily are curative, but can sort of put a roadblock in the progress of the multiple myeloma. So there you have it. I mean, no magic rebar that's going to strengthen your bone or prevent pathological fractures necessarily, but there are natural approaches that can slow the progression of the disease and help support energy and quality of life. All right, this item, speaking of supporting energy and quality of life, this I would recommend for somebody suffering from multiple myeloma or any type of cancer, especially if you're undergoing treatment with radiation, chemo. It's quite compatible with that and will help support your energy because it's all about the mitochondria. We talk about the mitochondria as the energy factories within the cells. How do you support the mitochondria? Well, one of the ways is to use NT factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. NT factor repairs damaged cells, and clinical trials have shown that NT factor reduces fatigue by almost half. I've seen it work in cancer patients, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. A new study shows that NT factor can help patients suffering from fibromyalgia. You've heard me talk for a long time about ProPax with NT factor. That's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin mineral needs along with NT factor. But a while ago, I suggested to Nutritional Therapeutics that some people may want to keep their favorite multi and or fish oil and yet still harness the power of NT factor. So new product, Healthy Aging, was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. And it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. It's a BOGO offer. We like those. Buy one, get one free. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I personally take NT Factor. I've been taking it for years. I don't go a day without it. And I prescribe it to my patients. And you can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. And I'll share this item with you. It has to do with the benefits of mushrooms. Yeah, mushrooms support the immune system. Certain mushrooms really have immune supportive effects, particularly shiitake mushrooms, heart healthy effects. Eating white button mushrooms can create subtle shifts in the microbiome. They act as a prebiotic. They promote the growth of healthy bacteria that regulate glucose in the liver, according to a group of researchers. So consider mushrooms, by the way, a relatively low carbohydrate food, as an adjunct to your healthy diet for prevention of metabolic syndrome and diabetes. The study entitled Prebiotic Effects of White Button Mushrooms and the Benefits in Terms of Blood Sugar Regulation. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Here, our next caller, Dorothy. Let's hear from Dorothy.
Dr. Hoffman, a friend and I were having a discussion about probiotics, and she thinks that the more strains in a probiotic supplement, the better it is. And I think more strains aren't necessarily better, but rather the particular strains that are the most beneficial to the colon. So can you advise us on what particular strains we should look for? And also, how important is the CFU count? Thank you so much.
Okay, you know, that's a great question. And the answer to that question is controversial. And really, there's a whole science now of probiotics, and under our understanding of the microbiome has led us to associate certain states of bacterial balance in the intestine with certain disease states. And there are even some studies that say that certain probiotics help certain conditions. There's a study recently that shows that one particular strain of probiotics may be helpful for depression, but a very targeted strain. And I think in the future, that's going to be the holy grail of the, probably the pharmaceutical industry is going to take the lead on this because they have the resources and the ability to get these things approved by the FDA. Because after all, when you sell a probiotic in a health food store, you're not making a disease claim. You're just saying, it you know, supports intestinal health or some vague, you know, weasel words about supporting health. But if you want to treat a disease, say they had a probiotic that can treat MS, you know, and it's been shown, it's been proven, it's going to have to go through very extensive review by the FDA. It's going to cost hundreds of millions of dollars to get approved, and then ultimately it will be prescribed. So, the other viewpoint is that when we want to normalize the gastrointestinal tract, well, we need to take sort of a shotgun approach. We need to diversify our portfolio, so to speak, because there are literally thousands of different species of bacteria in our guts. And an imbalanced gut is usually not imbalanced by virtue of the lack of a single organism or even a handful of organisms. It's going to require a reseeding with a variety of helpful organisms to restore balance to the gut. That's the philosophy of one of our sponsors, Dr. Ahira's Probiotics. And they tend to poo-poo the CFU count. The CFU stands for colony-forming units. And that happens when you take a probiotic and you plate it out on an agar dish and you look at the number of colonies of bacteria that then appear on the agar surface. And the more the merrier, they say, that's associated with the so-called potency of the probiotic. But that may not necessarily reflect the quality of the probiotic because in Dr. Ahira's, for example, there are a variety of different things. There's also prebiotics, which help support the growth of beneficial bacteria. There are also what are called postbiotics, which are the residues of the bacteria, which may have chemical signaling effects. So I'm giving you sort of a roundabout, not very definitive answer. I think the answer is a bit of both. I mean, you want general support with a mixture of beneficial organisms, lactobacillus and bifidobacteria, and in the future they may authorize E. coli. It's available in Europe. They're actually, you know, sounds like a bad thing, but actually E. coli is the most prevalent bacteria in our gastrointestinal tracts, and there are healthy beneficial species of E. coli, and there's products in Europe that support E. coli. They're not allowed here because of E. coli's reputation as causing terrible diarrheal disease. You know, then there's also non-bacterial species like Saccharomyces, which is very targeted, for example, for patients with C. difficile diarrhea. Clostridium difficile diarrhea responds very well to Saccharomyces, which is a single species that is a fungus. So when you take antibiotics, it's not actually killed. It'll survive. And if you're taking antibiotics, Saccharomyces would be a very beneficial thing to take. So you can see it's a very long discussion. You know, we could do an entire podcast on the subject. Maybe we will in the future. There are some really exciting breakthroughs. For example, Dr. Ahira's has a whole line of new products that generate glutathione within the intestinal tract. These are single organism probiotics with something called ME3, a species of bacteria, which has the ability to generate glutathione, which provides glutathione to the system from the inside as opposed to, you know, getting it by swallowing a pill. It'll actually create a colony of bacteria that continuously manufacture glutathione within your intestinal tract. And that, I think, is an advantage. So the company which is making Dr. Ahira's essential formulas has a bit of both. They have the balanced formula that gives you everything you need for sort of a basic replenishing of your intestinal tract, which is Dr. Ahira's probiotic. It's got 12 different species. And then it's got the very targeted glutathione-generating products, RegActive, which are single species. So that they really invested in both strategies at the same time. And I think that makes sense. So I'm sorry, I can't vindicate your position. Both of you are right, you and your friend. I think you both have you're both making a good point. All right. This item has to do with the controversy about salt. Yet another dogma in the field of nutrition. They say, avoid salt. Reduce your sodium consumption. In fact, the World Health Organization has a goal that individuals consume less than 2 grams of sodium. That's just 1 teaspoon of salt per day. I easily exceed that. They say it's preventive against cardiovascular disease. The American Heart Association goes even further. They recommend even less, 1.5 grams of sodium a day for individuals at risk of heart disease. And they do so, unfortunately, based on scant evidence. Now, surely there are some people who really need to watch their sodium consumption, people with kidney failure, people who have congestive heart failure, people who have a type of high blood pressure that is responsive to sodium, which may be 20% of hypertension. But, in fact, not everyone with hypertension responds to a low-sodium diet. In fact, paradoxically, some studies show that people with hypertension, it jacks up their blood pressure when they reduce their sodium. The body reacts to sodium restriction by constricting the arteries, thus raising blood pressure. So it's a backwards paradoxical reaction to sodium restriction. Blood pressure goes up in some individuals. Now, new research just out last week shows that for the vast majority of individuals, sodium consumption does not increase heart risks, except for those who eat more than 5 grams a day. That's the equivalent of 2.5 teaspoons of salt. That's where it gets problematic. And unfortunately, lots of Americans consume tons of salt in processed foods. And Japan is a case in point. Japanese folks love salty pickled foods. And the incidence of hypertension and stroke is very high in that country, possibly due to the very high salt consumption. But as a blanket recommendation for everyone, for me, for example, I'm a 65-year-old male, you think, well, okay, yeah, you're an old guy, you avoid salt, you know. But I do triathlons. I sweat enormously. I'm very active. I do not have cardiovascular disease. I don't even have high blood pressure. In fact, my blood pressure tends to be on the low side. Should this recommendation be extended to me and other healthy individuals who are active and free of disease? And the answer is that for the vast majority of folks, sodium consumption does not increase health risks, except if you really go overboard and have more than 5 grams a day. That's a lot of salt. And so yet another diet dogma, you know, this thing about avoid high-fat dairy, avoid butter, that's been disproven. Saturated fat is bad for you. Meat is bad for you. Study after study is smashing these icons of traditional nutrition and suggesting that the story is more complex. Results may vary. And nutrition needs to be individualized. Blanket recommendations about what to eat are for the birds. Maybe not even for the birds. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest-fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is myfavoriteoliveoil.com. myfavoriteoliveoil.com. Your brain's complex metabolism requires many different nutrients for optimum performance. Excessive release of adrenaline and cortisol, plus environmental exposures and oxygenation, may be impacting your alertness, memory, and other vital functions. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a broad-spectrum neuronutrition formula that supports the central nervous system and cognitive capacity. It's NeuroThera from Claire Labs. NeuroThera provides balanced neuronutrition. Used daily, NeuroThera supports mental clarity and cognitive function. It promotes blood, oxygen, and glucose delivery to the brain and helps protect against oxidative stress and inflammation. NeuroThera provides the essential building blocks for optimal brain health. I believe in NeuroThera so much that I've included it in the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol. For more information and to purchase NeuroThera, just go to my online dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and let's take one of those recorded calls from Andy. Hey, Andy.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for the opportunity to speak to you. I'm on the website of consumerlab.com, and on their website, they state that Crestor users should avoid using berberine or use with extreme caution, and also that certain forms of magnesium can decrease blood levels of statin drugs, particularly Crestor. I'd like you to speak to those two questions. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really an excellent question. And so, you know, let me explain what's going on there. You know, first of all, Consumer Labs, I think they're inordinately conservative in their recommendations about these potential drug-nutrient interactions. Drug-nutrient interactions means the effect of a supplement or a food on a medication, and they can go in two ways. One, a food or a supplement can interfere with the medication, render the medication ineffective or reduce its potency, or alternatively, it can actually amp up the potency of a medication and thereby increase the risk of toxicity. And in the case of statin drugs, berberine works on the cytochrome P450 system in the liver, which is a detoxifying system, and it blocks the breakdown of certain drugs, including statins. So a product like Oregon grapefruit or Golden Seal containing berberine can cause the levels of statin drugs to go up and, in effect, lower cholesterol more effectively. So you might say, well, that's great because that's like hamburger helper for these statin drugs. You can use less statin drugs and get the same effect, or you can boost the efficacy of statin drugs by using berberine, which, by the way, is a very good blood sugar regulator. So you get a dual effect. Most patients with diabetes, they also have cardiovascular risk. It's recommended that they take statins. They can take berberine, and it's unlikely that you're going to get a toxic effect of the statin. You may see further reductions in your cholesterol when you concurrently use berberine. The same thing occurs when you take bergamot. Bergamot is a citrus extract that's popular for cardiovascular prevention. In and of itself, it lowers cholesterol. But when taken with a statin, you get a synergistic effect. It'll lower the cholesterol even more. And I haven't seen problems in terms of increased risk of the harmful effects of statins, such as muscle aches or liver function abnormalities when those things are taken together. I routinely prescribe them together. And I think under a doctor's supervision, you know, if you do, and you know, whenever you take a statin, you need to do routine blood tests to monitor the effects of the statins. You shouldn't run into any trouble. As to the magnesium connection, I just don't know that there's any potential interference with statins due to magnesium, that magnesium either amps up the effects of statins or reduces their efficacy. So, again, it's sort of academic. Yes, it's true. In real life, does this pose a danger to patients? Should patients who take statins be denied the benefits of great supplements like bergamot or berberine because of this warning? I don't think so. But I think doctors, especially nutritionally oriented doctors like myself, need to be aware of these interactions. So if something funny comes up on a blood test, we're aware that there may be the potential for some sort of interference. Okay, but that much I'll say. And that was a great question. Thank you so much for that question. All right, you know, we supposedly we're on a steady march towards increasing lifespan. That's certainly been the trend since what? The 1600s. People live longer due to sanitation, due to improvements in medicine. There's remarkable medical technology that can save lives, whereas in the past, doctors would have to just sort of sit around and, have a good bedside manner, but they had no tools at their disposal to extend life and prevent death. So we figure, we reach longevity milestones where Americans on average are living into their 80s. The average lifespan for a woman is now 80, north of 80, 80 plus. So what's up with this? Widespread declines in life expectancy across high-income countries, according to the latest survey. Urgent need to examine systemic causes of declining health in the U.S. Well, part of the problem is the current opioid epidemic, which is causing unexpected deaths in individuals who are really not expected to die. Folks in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s are dying of opioid overdoses when they ordinarily wouldn't die, and that's creating a reverse in the trend. But it's not just about that. It's about overnutrition, our food supply, our sedentary habits, environmental pollution, and yes, it's also, to some extent, the result of over-medicalization, because there are drugs that, may alleviate certain symptoms, improve the results of certain blood tests, but they don't necessarily make people live longer or healthier lives. And this is a big problem. And some of it is due to inequities in our medical system, where people can't afford proper medical care. But there are actually some studies that suggest that when people get more medical care, it not necessarily to their benefit. They get overtreated. They're on more medications. They experience unnecessary testing and the anxiety and side effects associated with medical interventions that otherwise would not have been done. This is called overtreatment. So this is a scary trend, and they are calling for an urgent reexamination of the way we deliver health care in this country. It's not really health care. It's disease care. And, yeah, we're saving people, but are we keeping people healthier? Are we making people live longer? This new survey suggests not. And finally, I'll share results of this study. Chemicals found in vegetables prevent colon cancer in mice. So I read on with interest, what chemicals? Well, the chemicals are familiar to us. They're chemicals we've been using for years in the nutritional field. The chemical in question, indole-3-carbinol, I3C. Another form of that is DIM, diindolemethane, which is available from cruciferous vegetables. And yes, you can obtain those as supplements. Research published in Immunity shows that mice fed on a diet rich in indole-3-carbinol were protected from gut inflammation and colon cancer, suggesting the applicability to not just prevention of cancer, but prevention of inflammatory gastrointestinal diseases like colitis and Crohn's disease. So, I3C, indole-3-carbinol, and DIM for cancer prevention, according to a new study. All right, great show. Thank you so much for your questions. Remember, this program is just the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. You can get more stuff, more information at drhoffman.com, download our podcast, subscribe to our newsletter, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and have yourselves a great weekend. Thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider a part of their daily health routine. I've received countless questions from my audience asking for a specific recommendation, so I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. the same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit, a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immune protocols and much more. Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals. And for a limited time, you'll get 10% off and free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.